I have.
I've asked that question.
And I probably will.
Ask it again.
And those little boys can't get along together. They what all the time?
They fight.
Yesterday they
fought.
They have.
Fought.
And a large knife, that name for a large knife that might a hunter might use in killing a wild hog, let's say.
Oh. A hunting knife. A
right.
Dagger?
Yeah. All right, he what the hog with the knife? He.
I suppose you struck him.
Or
stuck him?
Yeah.
You stick a pig when you're going to slaughter.
All right. Well, a man, another man, he might say he what him with the knife. In the back, usually you say.
Oh, he stabbed him in the back.
Yeah. And then he what the blade out. He
pulled it out and wiped it off.
Or in a form of draw.
He drew it.
Okay. And then something that you if you had to lift something up, a heavy, a safe, let's say, you're going to lift a safe up and they have to get it into a room, you know, up in the third floor or something, before they had elevators, they'd put it on something. And
a block and tackle.
And that's something, and then they what it up in the air.
Pull it up. Hoist it up.
Yeah. And you have an orange and you have two children there and you want to give each one a part, say,
I'm going to divide it in half.
Yeah. Do you ever say, I'm going to cut it
in two?
Yeah. Or cut it half in two?
I cut it in two or divide it in half.
All right. And if someone's bothering someone else, you say, don't.
Don't bother him. Leave him
don't
alone.
Don't pay him. Don't. You say, don't listen to him. Don't pay any attention to him or don't pay him.
I would never say, don't pay him no mind.
No, don't pay him. or don't pay him no, never mind.
Never.
Yeah. And if something didn't irritate you, you'd say, well, that's all right. He didn't
bother me at all.
All right. And someone might say, a woman, you better watch out for her because she'll what you out of that. She'll
cheat you out of that.
Yeah.
She'll do you out of that.
Yeah, but doing you out of it in a kind of cajoling, you know, you say,
she'll talk you out of it?
Yeah, or would you use something like sweet talk or is that at all? You just the words you'd use.
No. Sweet talk, something you'd see in the funny paper.
What?
I'd see it in the funny paper rather than
you. Mean a word. Oh,
yeah.
I see. Uh-huh.
The phraseology.
Okay. Now, if a teacher might say to students about the bell, you know, they would tell
it's time for the bell
to
ring.
So you should listen.
Listen for the bell.
Yeah. And when we talked before about a child getting down behind something, and when the child jumped up, he might say,
surprise.
Okay. And then you'd say, thinking about that same thing, someone is, then you might say, you needn't be so.
You needn't be so surprised?
Yeah.
You was there all the time.
Well, okay, or about the other word here is snatched. But you know that, you needn't be snatched. So snatched for a surprise. And if someone asks you if you have, come over to neighbors come over to borrow something, some oil, let's say, and you say, well, I've got, you don't have much. You say, I've got
a little bit.
All right. And you have a choice of doing two things. Say, well, I'd rather do this
than that.
And a stranger, you might someone wants to meet a stranger, say, well, I'll
introduce you.
Have you ever heard the expression knock you down, meaning introduce?
No.
That's in Huckleberry Finn.
It is.
It knocked you down, and I elicited it in Hannibal. An old man told me,
"Is that right?
I'll knock you down. I'll give you a knockdown." Mm-hmm. The other way, I'll give you a knockdown.
I didn't remember it in Huckleberry Finn.
Now, someone gives you all sorts of reasons, you know, for doing something, and. But despite everything that you say, really, despite everything you said, I still won't go. Now, what might you say?
You couldn't talk me into it.
Would you say something, would you ever use yet and still, or for all that, nevertheless, or something like that?
No, not even nevertheless.
Okay, well, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.